Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Last year, our next guest's attorney-client software attracted the attention of SC Launch, which resulted in the company receiving a $250,000 investment. Andy Sievers is CEO and founder of Case Status, and he joins us now by phone from the company's headquarters in Daniel Island, South Carolina. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I understand that besides the congratulations for this investment from SC Launch, that SC Launch also named your company as the company of the year. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, it was nice to be recognized.
Now, tell us how it all got started and what it is exactly you guys do.
Yeah, so my co-founder is a plaintiff attorney here in Charleston, South Carolina, and got connected in the Charleston ecosystem about 8 years ago. I had a pre-law background, and she had the pain of difficult to keep clients informed on their case. And when you don't build trust early, it causes a lot of challenges for both the attorney and the client. And so we set out in early 2018 to solve that problem.
And so there were no other solutions available out there?
There really weren't, especially at the time. Mobile apps were just becoming more common. At least people had enough space on their phone to be able to have as many apps as they wanted on their phone. And we always say that we don't trust our banks because we call and email them all the time. We trust our banks because they demonstrate they can handle our money through our cell phone or through the web. And so we sought out to build that same trust through a mobile platform, ultimately giving clients visibility into their case. And so other platforms that were out there were focused more on chat and just straight communication. But we knew that we had to first really allow the clients to answer their own questions, to have visibility into their case without reaching out. And when we could do that, we could really start to scale the client service at the law firms we work with.
So this sounds like it's similar to what doctor's offices and medical practices are using now with patient portals.
Yeah. I mean, early, I think patient portals started a little bit early in a time where technology wasn't all that good. And so now they're having to rebuild a lot of their platforms now that they know what's an experience look like in 2025 that clients expect, but exactly the same problem.
Well, walk us through then how, once you've created this software, I guess you hired a team of developers to create the app, and then how you went about getting it out there and finding clients.
Yeah, so early on, we built an early MVP, did anything we could to find a few attorneys to try it. And from there, we gained a little bit of early traction and got into a program in Atlanta called TechStars, which was our first investment into the company. And that allowed us to really, over the next 2 years, find product market fit, build out the product in the way that it needed to work. And really that led us to raising a couple million dollars in early 2020, which then COVID hit right after that. And that was a time trying to build a company where really consumer-based law completely blew up. Courts were closed. People couldn't drive. They weren't going to work and get filing workers' comp claims. And so that industry completely froze, but it really still allowed us to go to market and really highlighted the pain of managing clients. And so over the next few years, we grew real fast. We were named in the top 10% of the fastest growing companies on the Inc. 5000 list. And we've raised just shy of $30 million now in venture capital.
A national company now? You're serving clients all over the country?
We are. Yep. There are only maybe three or four states that we don't have any clients in. We've got some in Canada. We're working with firms outside of the U.S. on a small scale as an experiment, let's say. But ultimately, the pain is the same.
Challenges. I'm sure you've faced some challenges on this journey.
Of course. We're talking about an industry that, especially 7 years ago, didn't like change. It was known for you know, a lot of lawyers wear Luddite badge of honor. You know, they like to be the last to try things. They're very risk averse. And I remember when we started going to talk to law firms, there was a time where lawyers were saying, I don't like my clients. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want them to know what's going on in their case. But the market has changed so significantly where those are the types of comments that will get lawyers disbarred these days. And there's really been such a shift and a real focus on clients. That doesn't mean every law firm has matured. And so our challenge is that we spend a lot of time and money going out to meet lawyers. We'll do over 100 conferences this year. been able to show them what we're really going to be able to do to impact their firm.
Well, Andy, once again, congratulations on these accolades and the investments, and thank you for spending time with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it.
Andy Sievers is CEO and co-founder of Case Status. He joined us by phone from his headquarters in Daniel Island, South Carolina. We'll have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.